As I said to some, Captain Joe is not Special Joe anymore. The question someone said is, could we do better than Joe? I mean, I think we got to be past that point of it at this point. The way that Joe has performed and what they clearly respond to him. And they clearly respond to him through injury. It doesn't seem to matter what other players come up. They seem like tonight, this damn Corona character is probably going to do well. Short, you probably expect for him to stay hot. Trammell will probably do something well tonight. That's what we see a lot of from this group. That's what they do. Are you there, Tyler? Are you 100% behind Joe Espada?
Right now in the moment, I think my answer is yes, and like, I don't know how you don't say yes, given the plethora of injuries you laid out last segment and how the Astros are dealing with injuries more so than anybody.
Well, there could be some people who think it's just, hey, it's just happening. There are some people who I think still have the thought of, man, hell, any manager will be able to pull this off.
That's silly. That's just silly.
No, I don't believe that, Ron. I told you last year I think any manager could pull that off.
What last year?
Yeah, what we watched last year, to me, it wasn't something I sat back and was like, boy, they managing the hell out of this deal. That was just one. You dug a hole that your ass needs to get out of, and a couple of pitchers moved up and pitched well. This is a different animal here. This is young dude after young dude after no name after no experience dude making a difference in a tight ball game. Yeah. You know, or a young guy that everybody's been waiting for a year, 2 years, to come around and do something big, all of a sudden they're absolutely raking, right? Yep. I mean, so yeah, there's no denying it anymore for me. Yeah. I think this is the kind of deal where, to your point, hey, this is as a manager, this is where the Joe Espada's the true manager. This is how they arrive, and I think Joe Espada's in the middle of it.
Yeah, my man Ray, I want to dig into this a little bit deeper. At some point, I have no idea why, but it's tough for me to give him too much credit for all of this. I think there are some people that are there. I think there are some people that are in that space.
He's got to define too much, right? I mean, to me, whether it's too much or just enough, the key is here. To me, it can't be denied. Like that, that is. To me, it can't be denied. I mean, we look up here, and whether you call him Trammell or Trammell is up there making a getting a great break on a ball and catching a ball in center field that killed an inning for the Dodgers. I mean,
he is pushing the buttons with these injuries. Right? There could be other moves made, other things done.
Yeah.
And keeping the guys that he needs to keep getting going. Right. So, I'm with you on that. All right. It's Monday. We do weekends, best weekends, worst. You can text yours in as well. Message yours in on YouTube and Twitch as well. Clint, let's start with the best. Let's hear yours. What is your best from this weekend?
Well, we've already talked a little bit about it, and I typically like to kind of, you know, scan the sports world and pull something in from outside of Houston. But when it comes to the best, I don't know that there's a better sports story out there than what the Astros just did to the Dodgers. They absolutely kicked the dog out of the Dodgers in that first game, and then just continued the momentum moving forward. And they do it with lesser than. I mean, it just is what it is. What the Astros are doing this year, but I think of all that went good for the Astros this weekend, I think Lance McCullers in Game One, where the Astros set the tone for the series, scored 18 runs in that game to crank it off. I think Lance McCullers going 6 innings. One earned run, giving up 4 hits. He did walk 4, but was able to get in and out of innings. I think that right there for me, Ron, is the best of the weekend, because I just think it's good to see all of the Astros, Gusto pitching well. I don't know if Gusto's going to be around in the playoffs. It's good to see, you know, these young guys that are swinging the bat well, at the top of the lineup, and yada yada yada. Don't know that's what the lineup's going to look like come into the season and come playoffs. Lance McCullers, if he's pitching well, is going to be a huge part of the Astros in the playoffs. And so I got my weekend's best is not just the Astros, more specifically it's Lance.
All right, I'll go with mine. My weekend's best is Houston, NRG Stadium. Yesterday, the final between USA and Mexico, the atmosphere was crazy. Damn it, I'll be honest, I wish I was there. We, me and my family, during dinner watched probably the last, I'd say 20, 30 minutes of it. I don't know I've ever seen that much extra time, but, watched the last 20, 30 minutes of it, and you could just see, like, the intensity. The crowd was amazing. There's probably no better place to have Mexico versus the United States at anything than Houston, with how you could get fans of both countries together there. And it was a really, really fun atmosphere. And I ain't gonna lie to you, there's not a lot of times, fellas, that I'm thinking, man, I wish I was at that soccer match. Woo! I wish I was there. That felt like it. Like, I don't know what the World Cup is like. I'm sure John Lopez does. I don't know what the World Cup is like. But NRG, that was intense. And you could feel it from the crowd. That was so another great event here, sports event here in Houston yesterday, that it was a hell of an electric atmosphere. I'm like, I said, oh, they are here. I was like, damn, I wish we had gone to that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
I did not. Again, I was out of pocket. I was up in the hill country. I missed that right there. But I do know that the USA team reaching the final right there is big, given that apparently that it's a shell of what the team will be come World Cup time.
Man. And it was close. They started off early and got the lead early. And then just a great header by Mexico to get it in, and they got the lead. I think it was like 70 minutes had gone by, so they got the lead there and held on to it. But great atmosphere. Houston showed up again at another great sporting event, and it was spectacular. All right, weekend's best, T-Mill. What's yours?
Mine's got to go to the Stro Goat, Jose Altuve, because whenever he travels west over to Dodger Stadium, he feels right at home. As he should. It's basically a historical landmark over there in L.A. at Dodger Stadium for the city of Houston, because that's where, well, the first World Series was won in 2017. And Altuve just always picks right back up where he left off on that diamond over there in L.A. Altuve had three homers against the Dodgers, went to work.
Slid in a triple there, too.
Oh, it's Daddy Tuve for the Yanks and for Dodgers. And, I'm sorry for you, but I love to see it. So Altuve is my weekend's best.
Not bad. All right. Weekend's worst. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to start off weekend.
You got it.
Weekend's worst. It's a 4th of July weekend, and those people in Denver had to sit through Chicago White Sox versus the Colorado Rockies baseball over the weekend. And I don't know what kind of weed, what kind of drugs are being consumed.
Good ones.
48,000 came out on Friday to watch the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies, the two worst teams in baseball, play.
Chance to get a win.
And then another 47,300 came out on Saturday. And hell, I would have thought this would have been too many. 25,600 came out on Sunday. Sunday in Miami, it was Jim Leland Day, who won them a World Series. They had just over 10 grand show up in Miami. What are all these people going to this damn game for between Chicago? Baby. Like, I mean, who are you going to see? Your home Rockies?
I mean, you are absolutely to
chance. 48,000?
Chance to get you win. What did they do? Did they win? Did the Rockies? I didn't see. Did the Rockies win?
I know they lost 10-3 on that 47,000 one that Sunday, man. Or that Saturday they lost.
I mean, that's over 100,000 folks in.
Come on, man!
In 3 days in the door.
I mean, is it that? I mean, 4th of July. I mean, those two teams. Man, I'm going somewhere to pop some fireworks myself. I ain't going to go watch the White Sox in the damn.
Come on, man.
That is awful.
Maybe the last chance to see a win of the season.
I don't know what they are out there smoking. I really don't. Maybe they're drinking it. I don't know what they're doing. But that many people to come out to see those two teams play? Good God. What's your weekend's worst, Clint?
My weekend's worst is a Dallas Cowboy. Their kick return wide receiver, Kevontae Turpin. Is that right?
Yeah. He did that number on Jeff Okuda last year.
Yeah, he had a good game against the Texans. Here's the deal, man. He signed him a 3-year, $18 million deal in March. Time when looks like he's gonna get a little run at wide receiver, a little more so than maybe in the past. He was arrested for possession of marijuana and unlawfully carrying a weapon. I've got a problem with these kind of decisions with anybody, but when it's a guy that came up the hard way, a guy that had to go do something special in the UFL or the XFL or whatever, to get in the league, he gets in the league, he makes a name for himself, gets that big money contract, and then he's going to carelessly, flippantly just walk around with some or drive around with some Mary Jane in the console and a weapon just laying across the back seat. And not only that, Ron, my man was doing 97 miles an hour.
He felt it. 97,000.
I mean, 97 miles an hour with some Mary Jane in the console and a gun in the back seat.
Feels right at home with the Cowboys.
It's on brand. It's on brand. There ain't no doubt about that. But damn, man, look. And if you want to carry a gun legally.
They do. Get some coke, man.
Get pulled over with a van full of it. Not a couple of gummies in the console.
Come on, man. Let's go. Go for it.
Yeah, look. I like the dude, man. He's a hell of a player. Electric player. Fun to watch. And I thought, hey, man, I like to see coming the hard way. Get your shot. Oh, in Dallas.
Yeah.
Shoot,
well, the league might get him.
Well, I don't know how it's all going to come out in the wash. It was less than 2 ounces, so they ain't going to get him for that. The gun in the back seat apparently was wide open in the back seat. that they may get him for that right there. I bet they don't. You think he gets away with it? I bet they get him for some bread.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it comes out he was doing something reckless. And I don't think
he's a – this may be a first time.
To my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know.
To my knowledge.
All right, that's weekend's best, weekend's worst.